actually.
So, generally speaking, this game, the pass rushers kind of play two-hand tap. They've been known to do that. I think it's. Have you heard it's been picked up a little bit the last year or so?
Yeah, I've watched it. You know, the intensity has definitely picked up, man. You know, that's what I'm hoping to bring this coming weekend. The season for me didn't end how I wanted to. You know, we didn't get a lot of pass rush. You know, it was a lot of chipping and, you know, double teams. I'm not expecting that here. So I'm looking forward to, you know, end this the season on a good note and just to go out a lot and leave it on the field and get ready for a great offseason that's going to propel me into my next football season.
What do you make of the format? Do you like the whole draft thing?
Yeah, I like it. I mean, you know, I like it, you know, I guess with guys just pick at the top, it's a little bit more, you know, enjoyable than guys just like pick later. You know, some guys, you know, it was already, you know, tough enough to get drafted once. But, you know, this is what the fans want to see. You know, they want to, you know, see a team get picked and they want to go by it, you know, step by step. And it has some of the same, you know, similarities as the draft does, the excitement and, you know, you get the fans involved. So that's what's really most important. And, you know, I had a good time in there. The green room is, you know, just all the fellas in there. And it's just a great time to chill and relax with the guys.
I guess the downside might be, like, you get excited to be selected to the Pro Bowl and you're one of the last guys.
Right? Yeah, it's like it's two selection process, but it's all fun. You know, it's all fun. It has nothing to do with the type of season that you had, the type of player that you had. You just got to be able to put that, you know, aside and just have a good time and just go out there and play your game.
What about the prospect of playing against a teammate? What do you think of that?
I love it. You know, I tell all those guys all the time, you know, the grass is not green on the other side, and I have an opportunity to show them, you know. But, you know, we do it in practice, but this is different. So I'm looking forward to, you know, going against those guys. You know, we got CJ in there. I've been talking to CJ all day. I've been praying. You know, I hope you go to the other side. I hope you go to the other side so I can show you for once that you can't block me. And I'm going to tackle you one-on-one. You know, that's just some of the, you know, the fun stuff that you got going on. I'm looking forward to, you know, doing some of that stuff.
Has he been picked yet?
No, he hasn't been picked yet, but he's coming though. We're talking about CJ. He's gonna be up soon.
But will you miss John Fox?
Yeah, I miss John Fox. You know, Coach. I was Coach Fox's first, you know, pick ever. So he loved me first. You know, it's kind of like that. It was kind of like that. You know, that father son. You know, feeling to it. You know, Coach Fox and, you know, coach staff that he had, they were instrumental in some of my success. And the guy who I am today is, you know, it's huge in part to, you know, some of the stuff that they were able to do with me, some of the patience that they had with me. And, you know, I'm very, very appreciative. And, you know, I'm happy to get Coach Kubiak, too. And, you know, he's the Aggie, you know, so that's probably, you know, the biggest name for me. It's always good to have an Aggie in there. You know, I was with D.A., and I was with Coach Dennis Allen at first. He was an Aggie too. We had a great year that year, so I'm looking forward to some of the same stuff. It's always it's always great having a, you know, an Aggie on the roster like that.
But I imagine you would have been a good player almost no matter who you played for. Was there something about Fox, the way he gets through to players? Was there anything about that kind of makes a difference?
You know, it's so unique to Coach Fox. You know, he's his own coach. I mean, he has his own style. He has his own format. It's just totally unique to Coach Fox. I've never had a coach like that before. And, you know, I really appreciate it. He's been he's been great. You know, we won the division four times in a row. You know, and in the same hand, you got to be able to, you know, just adhere to the vision that we got that Mr. Elway wants to have, and, you know, I'm with that too. So it was tough to see Coach Fox go, but I'm excited about, you know, our future with Coach Kubiak.
And just one other thing.
Okay. Is that your team? No, I'm with – yes.
I'm sorry, just one other thing on Coach Fox. You know, besides coaching football, a coach's job is to manage a team, manage players, and have a good locker room and things like that. How was he in regards to that as far as discipline – accountability, all sorts of things like that? I mean, did you feel like that was he had a positive effect in that?
I think it had a huge effect. He was able to balance, you know, all the personalities that we had in the locker room. And I remember saying at the beginning of the season, you know, that we had a colorful locker room. We had so many different type of personalities. And he was able to manage all that from Peyton Manning to the rookies to, you know, Key, TJ, me, you know, and, you know, the quarterback, some of the reserve guys in there, some of the more, you know, just, you know, colorful personalities, all of that stuff, and the equipment managers, and, you know, the training staff, to everybody. He was able to manage all that stuff, and I think he did a very good job with that. You know, it's, like I said, it's just, you know, with Mr. Elway and how he wanted the organization to be going, I'm all on board with that too.
Very good. Thanks very much. Other
than being an
what can Raider fans expect from Jack Del Rio, their new head coach?
They get a great coach. You know, we've been top of the charts. You know, three out of the four seasons he was there, or it was two out of the three seasons he was there, we've been, you know, top of the charts. And, you know, he's gonna come in here to play great defense. He's another great manager of just men and personalities. You know, it's not all about, you know, winning and by any means necessary. He's all about developing men and getting them on a level where they can, you know, win on that level. He's not just about just plug and play and we're going to do it this way. So he's about developing men, and he was really instrumental in developing me as well.
What did you learn from Jack Del Rio?
I learned you got to go out there and play. You got to be, you know, accountable. You got to be responsible. And you got to come in and you got to be consistent every single day.
Many people compared you to Khalil Mack, our linebacker for the Raiders. What can you say about Khalil Mack?
I think he's great. I think the comparisons for him to me is, you know, that's just what you get when you got to – when you got players in the league that's playing at a high level, and you got a new guy coming in playing at a high level too, you know, it's just those type of similarities. For me, it was Derek Thomas 10 years ago. So my situation was totally different from Khalil. And, you know, Khalil, some of the stuff that he does, you know, I can't do some of the stuff that he does. And I think it's vice versa, but he has a bright future. I think Coach Del Rio is really going to be, you know, instrumental in his game and getting him going, you know, even better than what he's doing right now, the same way he was with me. So I'm excited to, you know, see Khalil develop and excited to see the type of defense that they're going to play over there.
I appreciate that.